Number 14 Darlington Road in Bloomsbury, London, looks like a perfectly ordinary townhouse, at first glance anyway. It is tall and thin, with three rows of windows and a blue door with a brass knocker. Almost an exact copy of the terraced houses either side of it. And yet, if you were to linger a while outside number 14, you would notice that one of the top floor windows, the one with the white cotton curtains billowing in the breeze, is never shut. Even on the coldest winter nights, when frost clings to the rooftops and the air swirls with snow, you will find this particular window wide open. Had 10-year-old Martha Pennydrop known there was something strange about this window when her family moved into the house a few weeks ago, I very much doubt she would have chosen the room beyond it as her bedroom. But it had been at the start of the summer holidays, when nights are warm and bedroom windows are often left open, so she wasn't aware that this one was impossible to shut, and that it had been that way for over 100 years. And she certainly wasn't aware that magic was involved, because, until the mischief kicks in, magic looks remarkably innocent. Martha was sitting on her bed the evening it all began. Sunlight spilled in through the open window, and, if Martha had not been concentrating so hard on the notepad in her lap, she might have noticed that her whole bedroom was lit gold in the setting sun. But Martha didn't have time for noticing things anymore. She was 10 now, and 10, as everyone knows, is the beginning of the end. It's when your age jumps to double digits. It's when you enter your last year of primary school. It's when you're expected to eat all the vegetables on your plate without complaining. 10 was, as far as Martha could tell, the age at which you either grew up or got left behind. And getting left behind wasn't an option because Martha had discovered it came with dangerous consequences. Consequences that were always there, lingering at the back of her mind.